Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't talked to you since Bras for the Cause, so just very briefly, how much did you raise this year?
We raised, now that the numbers are continuing to come in, it's gone north of $130,000.
Wow.
But the big thing is we did cross the grand total of over $1 million.
Yeah,
and that was the magic moment of the night.
Yeah, that's great. Great evening. We were there for it. And
the bras were incredible.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So another big thing going on in Greenville. And this is a big weekend.
Yes.
Man,
oh, my goodness.
A lot going on. But it's the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival and Contest taking place tonight and Saturday. And the actual, I didn't know that there's a band, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, that perform under that name.
Yes.
Still today.
Yes. And there has been continuously, even after Wills died, one of his band members took it, kept the band going. And then a couple of years ago, a very talented man named Jason Roberts, who actually played Bob Wills at some point in a musical, knows his legacy, and was with Asleep at the Wheel for 20 years. So very steeped, totally steeped in Western swing.
Right.
And was sort of handpicked by the family. So Jason Roberts has become the leader now of the band, and so now it's kind of his band.
And they are playing at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium Saturday night.
They're one of the headliners. Bob Wills, Texas Playboys, under the direction of Jason Roberts, and then the other one is the absolutely delightful Riders in the Sky. Yeah.
Ranger Doug, Cowboy Way. Not only are they musically talented, they are very, very funny.
Very funny. And so it ought to be a wonderfully wild, great evening.
It will be. And so that is the Saturday night activity. And then, of course, a lot of things going on Friday evening throughout the day.
Yes.
On Saturday. It's interesting that just very recently, of course, PBS had its series, the Ken Burns series, Country Music.
Which was incredible.
Very good. And Bob Wills very prominently featured in that.
Indeed he was.
In that series.
Yes. And so I hope that brings some new recognition this weekend.
I think it will. And then some other things going on more or less in conjunction with that, at least somewhat. The Veterans Day Parade is at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And whether that's by design or not, I think it makes a lot of sense to have it on the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival weekend.
I think so, too.
So that's on Lee Street starting at 10 o'clock this Saturday
Basically,
morning.
Basically, come downtown on Saturday and just stay. You've got live music during the day. You've got parades, a car show, the fiddle contest. It's just great.
Yeah, all things taking place downtown and in other places. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Also, Audie Murphy, American Cotton Museum, has its Frontier Day from 10 to 1.
Yeah, that's for kiddos, and it's just an idea to see what life was like.
Now, one thing I read in your, and I'm coming from Pud's newsletter here, but one thing that caught my eye there at the Audie Murphy Museum is they have a new blacksmith shop that they're starting.
Yes, it's been under construction for a while now, but the building is complete, and I think they've got all the parts and pieces inside now, and so I think that's going to be a new addition. And I think this weekend, you know, they're hoping to be able to have that demonstrations as part of Frontier Days.
So that's a great idea to have a working blacksmith shop at that location.
Yes.
So that would be
going to be a great new feature
to have a look at that. And we talked with Derek Price earlier this week about the fly-in at Majors Field taking place all day Saturday 9 to 4. So
and they're even sending a team of the kiddos that are fiddlers out there to fiddle for the so they're really doing some great things to tie everything across the board, which I think is marvelous.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Very quickly, Fish, the Hunt County Shared Ministries, is having a pet food drive. We've talked about these before. That's a great idea.
Yes. Crossroads Veterinary Clinic. It's their 30th anniversary, and so they're doing it in conjunction. They're the ones that are sort of spearheading this. And we forget that seniors, the pets are such an important part of their lives. And always, Wally Jeffers says that when he's, you know, was visiting with a senior, he'll always say, "Now, do you have a pet?"
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure that there's food for that pet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's marvelous.
So Crossroads Veterinary Clinic, and they are collecting
Yes.
Food, pet food? Okay.
Yes, you can take it there or you can take it to the fish offices.
Okay, which is on King Street, yes. Just south of downtown. And let's see, there's one or two other things. Oh, this is interesting. And again, we're just almost out of time. But Saturday, November 9th, Vaughn Dance will present Whimsically Eloquent, An Evening of Dance, a dance exhibition choreographed to the building. Now, what is this about?
Okay, it's going to be an Uptown Forum.
Okay.
And so what the dancers have been doing is they've been rehearsing after hours. And the dance is, and there's a video link that is in conjunction with my newsletter. And I'll post it on my Facebook page as well. They are literally working the dances to the different levels in the building. And I think, what a great space and what a great idea.
The staircases all through that building.
Yes.
So different levels.
And so I think, what a great idea.
And this is benefiting women in need.
Yes.
This is from 4:45 to 6 Saturday, November 9th.
Yes.
And Vaughn Dance is a company or
yes,
outfit
it's
in,
a dance
in that building.
Company. Yes. They're not in the building, but they're borrowing the building.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So very good. The Uptown Forum. Well, lots going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. But yes. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Kim. You bet.
Put Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.